This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Worldwide on this Thursday, worldwide transmission. It is November 7th, 2019. We're going to be here live for the next 4 hours. And believe me, this is another transmission you cannot miss. They're now admitting they want to impeach Pence. I told you that was next. Once they got Trump into the impeachment process, Bolton is to defy the White House and the separation of powers and the Constitution and testify against Trump in an attempt to sink him. We told you when he was brought in that he was the chief neocon. That's all coming up. We have amazing news on so many fronts that I will tell you about Fox News reporting, we already told you, that there's a cover-up at ABC protecting the Clintons, the child trafficking rings, the dam is breaking, but the enemy is striking back. Stay with us. We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco ZX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It was days like this that I was born for. And it was days like this that you were born for. You weren't supposed to be on the air by now. You were supposed to have given up. You were supposed to have rolled over and crawled into the ash heap of history. But we're not climbing in any of those ditches willingly. And if the globalists think they're going to drag us down with them, they've got another thing coming. It's this animating contest that makes us who we are. It is November 7th, 2019. On this Thursday, transmission is 2019 becomes very long in the tooth. We're only 200 years and 40-something plus since the founding of our nation. And it's either going to be reborn or it's going to fall, and that great contest is happening right now in front of the world, and we're only 361 days out from this beyond critical election. The full energy of the deep state, the foreign governments, the Chi-Coms, being thrown against we the people and our attempt to restore at least sovereignty and the people's partial control over our government. Let me tell you just some of what's coming up today. They have always intended, once the official impeachment process against Donald John Trump began, which now began, as you know, about a week and a half ago, they have always intended to begin impeachment processes against the vice president. And they have an endless list of people, deep state lawyers and deep state employees at the White House, that will tell whatever amount of lies are needed. Doesn't matter there's never a shred of proof. Doesn't matter that these individuals all ran their mouths on Twitter and said, the coup starts now, we're going to remove the president. Doesn't matter they're best buddies with John Podesta and tweet out how much they love to go to Disney World alone and look at little girls. Oh, that's coming up. Because the controlled corporate press will be in their corner working hard to cover it up. But that's why things are so critical, because it was beyond Fight Club yesterday. I went downtown. We ordered them about a week ago. The banners came in. Videos up on InfoWars.com from the live feeds. The HD's coming this afternoon. And I went down there. The Rob Dude dresses the Grim Reaper. And I went down to Google headquarters on 2nd Street with a sign saying Epstein did not kill himself. Epstein was murdered. Prove me wrong. And almost no one disagreed with me. And it was like Fight Club when we're walking back to the vehicles through the city. We couldn't park right there. I had old black men, young white men, Asian women, Hispanic police officers say, Epstein was murdered by the deep state. You're right about the pedophile rings. You're right about the Clintons. And leftists were going, that's right, Hillary's evil. You're right, Alex Jones. I was first screaming at Google about their complicity. The employees poured out at 5 o'clock, and they all were coming over saying, stop yelling at us. We agree with you. I'll probably get fired, but I don't care. You're right. We think it's wrong you got taken off, Google. So it was really incredible, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to have that footage for you by the end of the show today. But we had a four-camera shoot. By tomorrow, we should have a nice short boil down for the broadcast. But, you know, we went out and protested Hillary this weekend, and by the next morning, we had a nice five-minute boil down of five cameras going for 5 hours. Can you imagine how much footage that is? But Rob Dew did not sleep, our news director. Just means he works the hardest around here. He did not sleep and put out the incredibly viral boil down that I just aired at the first of the transmission. So we're fighting hard because history's happening now, and every minute is like a year in the past, the amount of change that's taking place. And the fact is, when societies go liquid from their frozen state, it's not just evil that can rearrange things, it's good. And we're at the wheel of human development and human destiny, battling for control of the ship with the literal forces of death that don't want humans to go to the next level and make it off this planet. The total decision about the species is happening right now, in the next 10, 20 years, which is the blinking of an eye. We're in the world government. We're in the cashless society takeover. It's incredible. So it's being announced, House to explore Pence's role in Ukraine controversy with new testimony, new lies, all proven. But Pence is next. Bolton willing to defy White House and testify at impeachment inquiry. If court clears the way, he'll be the big star, the big neocon that Trump was told to bring in by McMaster and others, despite the fact we warned him. Fiona Hill, all of it. And now he's going to show the world what a big man he is. Yep, I told you they got their knives out for Caesar. That's coming up. And then, jury in Roger Stone trial packed with pro-Obama, anti-Trump jurors. The judge completely flipped out yesterday. We've got the exclusive coming up. Threatening people with contempt, threatening to arrest people. If they told the world that she was trying to put a former Obama administration department head on the jury. And she said in court yesterday, well, I'm taking her off now, but there was nothing, there was no impropriety by me. Oh, no, you just tried to keep it secret. She did kick the media out, cut the feed into the media room. That's a video feed yesterday, and flipped out, threatening everybody. I've talked to people that were threatened. She lets anti-Stone protesters up at the courthouse, but bans anybody pro-Stone. This is beyond kangaroo court. She's building a railroad right out of that courtroom, that kangaroo event, that zoo, right to the federal prison. She's snorting and laughing and cackling. Tucker Carlson talked about it last night, and now they're crapping their britches at Media Matters and BuzzFeed saying, I threatened the jury and I need to be arrested because I had a Grim Reaper on the show. The Grim Reaper was about Epstein. Everyone knows that, and you're a pack of liars. It's why they wouldn't link to the supposed death threat with the Grim Reaper. Why the hell would I try to threaten some jury? I'm not a thug like them. Plus, I think like I think. I think if somebody threatened me, I'd be more hardcore. What a load of malarkey. But that's a big national story. And then the left just salivating, drooling, oh, arrest Jones, oh, get him. And everyone's too scared to even get into who these juries are. Well, the Supreme Court rules, you have a right to know who the damn jurors are. But see, basic rights are criminal now. Free speech is under assault and every protection. But wait, it gets worse. We're going to have Jacob Engels on, who was threatened by the judge yesterday. We're going to have Robert Barnes coming up bottom of the hour, both of them together. But when I come back, I'm going to get to the other news in detail I haven't told you about yet. It's all on InfoWars.com. It's all on NewsWars.com. You literally get tomorrow's news today. It's all confirmed that the Clintons ran the blackmail ring. It's on Fox News now. The whole house of cards is coming down. And it ties into Podesta and the lawyer for the fake whistleblower who said we're going to have a coup against the president. It's all connected. This guy's literally at Disney World by himself posting about it, drooling, and posting pictures of little girls. I mean, these people are unbelievable.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Conflagration, an alignment of news that really illustrates the type of planet we're on and the battle between the forces of oppression and tyranny and those that want due process and common sense systems and a prosperous world. The American ideal versus the imperial ideals of the past. The real struggle is coming to a head. America was basically lost. The final days of its sovereignty, going under globalist bondage. Trump got elected thanks to your actions and others. Other patriots are getting elected around the world, but the globalist counterstrike is massive. And if they can convince people that if they're able to knock out some folks like myself or Trump or the Brexit, that they've won, if people give up, they could win. But if you realize that resistance is victory and taking action against their corruption is victory and that their policies, that their systems are untenable, they will be defeated one way or the other. It may take 10 years to get rid of Brexit. Before Brexit ever passed, I said they'll try a bunch of scams to keep them from leaving for a few years, hoping you give up, because I'd seen what they'd done with other countries that tried to get out of the EU that never voted to enter the EU either. So this is a long haul. And it's about the animating contest of liberty. And it's just like where if you quit working out for a few years and then get back into it and you say to yourself, man, this is really hard. This is horrible. But once you do it for a few months, you're like, this is fun. This feels good. I'm addicted. You realize that it's what builds up your muscles, your lungs, your blood volume. It's what makes you stronger. So Thomas Jefferson called it the animating contest of liberty. And that's what this is the animating contest of liberty. Now, Robert Barnes is going to be riding shotgun with us for over an hour today, and then I'm going to continue with phone calls and news after that. But I didn't get finished mentioning the news that's coming up. I've only so far gotten into, of course, now they want to impeach Pence as well. I said once they initiated the fake impeachment, they would drag him into it. Bolton, I said, was the main organizer of the neocons working with the left. And now he's coming out against Trump, is going to testify willingly to try to get around the separation of powers and executive privilege. He's saying corruption is how you're supposed to be able to get around that. Unprecedented. We have huge news on how they're rigging the whole trial and railroading Stone and the craziness that we've seen come out of the court and the disinfo that's massive, claiming I'm death threatened the jurors when the Daily Beast did that through my name by building a straw man, next level fraud. But we have the even bigger news of even Fox News investigative journalists and others reporting it's about the Clintons. It's about a massive cover up with Epstein. And the wheels beginning to come off. And then the whistleblower's attorney who said 3 years ago, once Trump was president-elect, the coup starts now. And now he's over the so-called 35-year-old whistleblower on his YouTube channel, and it's his YouTube channel, drooling over young Disney girls. And then saying he goes to Disney World by himself to admire things and how he's big friends with John Podesta. This has really grabbed the internet massively. I've had a lot of big, well-known personalities in media text me and call me today saying, wow, Jones, you're absolutely right. It really is a culture, a cult of these type of folks. And then meanwhile, that ties into everything that is unfolding with Joy Behar defending calling anyone who doesn't like Hillary a Russian agent to Gabbard's, to her face. That's all coming up as well. Bill Gates having to defend himself for lying about being best buddies with Jeffrey Epstein. The house of cards is coming down, but as it's coming down, for every action, there's an opposite equal reaction. Trump is in trouble. We're seeing elections lost in Kentucky, Virginia, real bellwethers in battleground areas. And so it's on. Now, this is an incredible time to be alive, but it's a Pyrrhic victory. They take Trump out, they're still going down. The question is, how nasty will this be? Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, you've been behind the scenes last day with a lot of the disinfo that's out. We'll cover it next segment. But what would you call what's currently happening?
Well, you see parallels. For example, today you had someone on The View who said she was a lawyer, had a law degree, illegally tell Donald Trump Jr. that it's illegal to disclose the identity of the fake whistleblower, when in fact what's illegal is to threaten people in that manner. The law only prohibits the inspector general and certain specific government officials from disclosing the name of the whistleblower, this being a fake whistleblower in this case in particular. It does not prohibit members of the public from identifying him or members of the press identifying. And this fits a broader pattern. Remember when the media lied and told people, oh, Andrew Cuomo at CNN said, or not Andrew Cuomo, but his brother, said that, no.
Chris Cuomo.
Yeah, exactly. When Chris Cuomo, Fredo, I think, isn't as popular, that's the nickname.
Fredo is his name.
Fredo, yeah, I think he likes that name. When he told people, hey, you can't look at WikiLeaks unless we, CNN, show it to you, that would be illegal. And then, of course, now we have the disclosure of the whistleblower who shows the whole impeachment is a fraud. And what people, what's the lawyer on The View doing, threatening Donald Trump Jr. and really threatening everyone else? Oh, it's illegal to disclose the, or discuss the name of the whistleblower. And then we have that paralleled by Will Sommer and the Daily Beast lying to people today, saying it's illegal to disclose the name of a juror or that constitutes juror harassment in their false story.
That's right. It's illegal to read WikiLeaks, which it's not. It's illegal to talk about public jurors that are Obama officials, which it's not. It's illegal to say who the whistleblower is, who it turned out was already a witness, as we predicted, and his lawyer is an absolute destroy Trump, take him down, John Podesta officiating.
Oh, in fact, I've been debating that guy for 2 years, because I exposed him back in 2017, because I exposed his Podesta.
Zaid.
Mark Zaid. I exposed his Podesta connections, which he then ran from. He created an organization that he called the George Washington Organization, where he was putting himself out as a Freedom of Information Act lawyer. And I researched it, and it turned out, maybe it was the James Madison Organization. And it turned out the organization didn't really have 501c filings that I could find. And then I see John Podesta's listed on the advisory board. So when I point this out, he suddenly says, oh, no, he's nonpartisan. He hasn't really even talked to Podesta, wasn't even aware he was on the advisory
board. We show you his Twitter and his YouTube channel.
Yeah.
It's literally little girls. And then he goes, I love to go to Disney World by myself. And then he's buddies with Podesta. And then he's trying to take Trump down. I mean, this is very interesting.
He was notably anti-Trump from the get-go. And he was trying to feign to be nonpartisan.
And he's the lawyer for the so-called whistleblower.
Oh, he came after me early on because I was questioning aspects of what was happening. And he said that he was a national security law expert. And I was like, what is that? Because there's no national security law.
Hey, look, the top 10 Disney girls. Oh, look, Selena Gomez is a child. But you got to see him at Disney World.
What's interesting is, he has clearly been part of the left, or particularly the anti-Trump crowd legally, has tried to put off the impression that he's not. And that was my point. My point was, look, hey, if you want to be anti-Trump, that's fine. That's your business. But admit that. Don't go around pretending it to be otherwise. And he was coming after me, and then they were coming after me, and they were talking about trial law. And it turned out they had very little trial law experience I could find. So I was like, well what in the world are you guys trying to do? So they were trying to have a monopoly over a particular part of
it. Well, we're going to look into this young man and his little whistleblower today and so much more. And we've got Jacob Engels from outside the courthouse in D.C. Stay with us.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTrue Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, tomorrow's news today, we've been telling you since Monday, the latest kangaroo court activities going on with Roger Stone's trial and a lot of Tucker Carlson's broadcast transmission last night was dealing with this. And there's been even bigger developments that we're able to give you since then. So we're going to be hitting that here in just a moment. Please remember, we're only on air able to expose the Clinton child kidnapping network that's coming down right now, and able to expose all the judicial tyranny, and able to expose the globalists trying to impeach our president, and the deep state's lies, and who these whistleblowers are, and who their lawyers are. just incredible stuff coming up next hour because of your support. Plus, these are products you really need. And so it isn't a gimmick where I say, hey, the sale's got to end by Monday and it's still here on Thursday. I've been fighting so hard, and I was up here again until 8 o'clock last night, 9 o'clock at night the night before, 10 o'clock at night the night before, and I'm glad to be doing it. I was up at home at midnight last night working, jumped out of bed at 5 a.m. There's so much happening. I've never had this much energy. Not as much energy when I was 20, because history's happening now, and you can feel the energy in the air, and you can see how our actions are affecting things. Evil isn't the only thing that has power in the universe. Good people have more power. We just never exercise it, but we are now. So the great change is upon us, and good always has to catch up to the evil, but in the end, evil ends up going down. So InfoWarsStore.com, after the show today, I've got to get together with the crew, look at what products we've got left, what's coming in, what the new specials will be. But this Everything Must Go sale has been one of the most expansive. It was, quite frankly, bigger than the sale before the last. But it loses its effect when you just say that. It's the truth. 40 to 70% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, sign up for auto ship. On the order you're doing, additional 10% off on that order. A lot of folks canceled that. You can't. It's free. Take advantage of the 10% off on top of it. Most of you don't. And you take the next order that comes in. But we only mark things up 150%. And then we always discount to 100% markup. And then right now we're making like 50%, 30% on some things. It's lost leaders, but I want you to see how great the products are. And so Vasobeats is about to sell out. Ultra 12 is about to sell out. Super strong vitamin B12, taken under the tongue. Best you're going to find out there. We've got things like X2 and X3 with selenium in the iodine challenge. That is 60% off. That's going to have to end soon. InfoWarsStore.com, only 48 hours left. I'm giving us 48 hours left so that I can find out what the new ads will be, get them cut. Got to see my children some, so I'll cut them tomorrow morning, and then we'll have the ads running by Saturday with the new special. So 48 hours left. Get your knockout. Get your Turbo Force. 10-hour clean energy. Get your Chill Force. Get your Supermel Vitality. Get it all. 40 to 70% off. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. And we've got some other big announcements. We've got a new product that's been in for a week in the warehouse that is going to be revolutionary. Haven't cut the ads for it. I have been busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. So we have the Trump is Innocent t-shirts. Those just got in. We're selling them at cost. They're high-quality fabric, high-quality printing, printed right here in Texas. The shirt costs us right at $10. Shipping on average is $5. No reviews yet. Again, it just came out, so it's $14.95 because right now we have free shipping. As soon as there's not the free shipping after this weekend, it's going to be $10, but it's still the same thing as you'll pay $5 shipping and handling. So get Trump is Innocent. We need to get this shirt out. It needs to go viral. We need to stand up for our free speech. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You have 48 hours. Everything must go special. Now, we've got constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes riding shotgun with us. We've got getting on the line there from outside the courthouse, Jacob Ingalls, South Florida Post reporter. Wait until you hear what's been happening and the threats that have been issued and just how unbelievable this is. But you've seen the judicial tyranny and the stuff going on with the attempted judicial, it's really legislative tyranny, acting on judicial with the fake impeachment situation. Here's Tucker Carlson, part of the show last night. The video's on InfoWars.com. Share it. Paul Watson wrote about it. Knocking it out of the park. Here it is.
The Russia collusion hoax collapsed under the weight of its own absurdity earlier this year, as you know. And yet, amazingly, it is still claiming victims to this day. Roger Stone went on trial in Washington this week. Officially, Stone is being charged with lying to Congress. That's bitterly amusing if you think about it, given that Congress cannot be charged with lying to you, which it does constantly. But in Washington, everyone understands that's just a pretext. Roger Stone's real crime was giving Donald Trump political advice for 30 years. For that, he faces life behind bars. One person who clearly understands what's actually happening and strongly approves of it is the presiding judge in the case, Amy Berman Jackson. Jackson is an Obama appointee, and she's transparently and aggressively political. Months ago, Jackson prohibited Roger Stone from publicly defending himself in the case. CNN and MSNBC were free to continue to slander Stone, and of course they relentlessly did that. But if Stone said a single word in his own defense, Jackson vowed to put him behind bars. Now, how could Jackson do that in a country with the First Amendment? Well, she couldn't. It's blatantly unconstitutional. But Donald Trump is hated here in Washington, so nobody stopped her. Jackson just did it anyway, just like in the Third World. Jackson's behavior in court has turned out to be even more ludicrous and unprofessional, assuming that's possible. At times, she has literally rolled her eyes and snorted at Stone, suggesting he's guilty before the trial even started. Her judgments have been transparently political. Yesterday, for example, during jury selection, one of the prospective jurors turned out to be a former press secretary in the Obama administration who admitted that she despises Donald Trump and has friends in the federal prosecutor's office, which is trying the case. Her husband, meanwhile, works at the Justice Department, which is prosecuting Roger Stone. The woman claimed she had followed the Mueller investigation closely, but somehow had never, quote, read or heard anything about Roger Stone's case and didn't have a strong opinion about him. No sober person could take that claim seriously. But Amy Berman Jackson did. She acted like it was all completely fine and on the level. When Roger Stone's lawyers asked that that woman be removed from the jury pool, Jackson refused. Personal conflicts, she said, were, quote, not automatically disqualifying. What ought to be automatically disqualifying is Amy Berman Jackson's behavior from the bench. No fair person could condone it. If there were still honest liberals left in this country, they would be protesting outside the courtroom.
Well, Tucker Carlson just threatened the jury. That's what the Daily Beast said about me. I just pointed that same thing out yesterday from the witnesses, and Daily Beast, Media Matters, they're all just, oh my God, Alex Jones threatened the jurors. Because we had a Grim Reaper on the show talking about Jeffrey Epstein had no connection, but they don't show that to you. They just lie.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, what's fascinating is there's been a lot of liberal a lot of them celebrating various aspects of the Texas cases that are expanding the definition of various theories of libel and whatnot just in order to go at you. Well, I guess they don't realize those same theories can apply to their conduct. And so what happened here is Will Sommer, who writes for the Daily Beast, basically stated in the article things that were just not true. And so you have a First Amendment right, and the American people have a First Amendment right to know who is participating in a jury, to make sure that jury is impartial and make sure that jury is not prejudicial and make sure that jury has no bias. It is, in fact, the duty and obligation of the American public to observe court proceedings to ensure they comply with our constitutional rights and our sense of fairness and integrity in the judicial process. This is why it is the U.S. Supreme Court determined more than 30 years ago, based on centuries of common law tradition in American and Anglo-Saxon legal tradition, going back even before the Norman Conquest, that there is a right of public participation in a jury trial process. And so that's part one of what's taking place. The other part of what he did was he threw in the reference that you had the death symbolized during the broadcast and tried to imply that it's something to do with the jurors. It had nothing to do with this stuff.
We said it has to do with Epstein.
Absolutely. It was about an ongoing meme that Epstein did not.
And they know that. That's why they didn't show what we did. They just said, he had the Grim Reaper on. He threatened to kill him. Oh, arrest him. Oh.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management
management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
For the 2020 election. Not only is that number, the year 2020, fabled in science fiction lore, there is a global rebellion against the technocrats happening, a fight between the nation states and the post-human exterminists of the New World Order. History is happening now, and truth is far more powerful than fiction. Robert Barnes is riding shotgun with me. He'll be with us another hour. I intend in the middle of the next hour to open the phones up and give you a chance to respond. The overwhelming news is incredible. Trump betrayed, like we told you he would be, by John Bolton. He will testify against Trump, even though Trump has the separation of powers and can block him from doing it. Bolton says he's going to expose the president. And now they're saying they're going to impeach Pence as well and have begun the investigation of that. In the House, as we told you, they're going to go after them all, put Pelosi in. She will then appoint Hillary, who will then run as the vice president in the last months of the campaign. That will all be unfolding. Within 6 months, Hillary will be vice president, maybe even sooner, running as vice president into the presidency. She's on every TV show. She's campaigning. She's raising money. This is the plan. You heard it here over 2 years ago with precision. We'll talk about Robert Barnes and your calls next hour. We'll get into the unbelievable Epstein developments as the whole House of Cards comes down. You're like, wait, they're taking Trump out because they have to. They're cornered. So Trump is in trouble as they are free-falling. It's like Helter Skelter. I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. And that's what's key here. This is epic. And then we've got the lawyer for the fake whistleblower, who is a connoisseur of young girls on Disney and going to Disney World by himself and hanging out with Podesta. And that ties in everything else. So we're going to be getting into that. And so you're going to have a coup against the president. And then now he's running the whistleblower who's putting out the disinfo. Yes, we're going to show that, guys. Let's show the tweets in Paul Watson's article. That's really what's key. It's his tweets of him at Disney World and what he says and him at the water parks and all the rest of it. We'll do it next hour. We're going to lay it out next hour. So pretty. Paul Joseph Watson has the big article all about it. Whistleblower Attorney's YouTube channel includes liked videos of Disney girls, and then it just gets 10 times crazier. That's the article that has the tweets in it right there for you. We're going to do it next hour. Yeah, scroll down and show all of this. He says, I would have joined the FBI just for the free hashtag Disney passes. Says, hey, I love to go alone to Disney World with images of kids in the background while he creeps around. Oh, that's nothing going on there. And how much he loves John Podesta. John Podesta's parties. Tony Podesta has his deviant art in his dungeon. He showed the Washington Post 2007. It's part of this is flaunting it with the photos and paintings of tied up toddlers beaten black and blue. But hey, don't talk about it, folks, because you know what happened to Epstein. I'm sure this guy just likes Podesta and likes to go to Disney World alone with photos of children in the background. Just like Brian Stelter likes to smile like a crocodile. My, what big eyes and teeth you have. But let's go now to Jacob Ingalls, ladies and gentlemen, of the South Florida Post, joining us. And he has been through the ringer. And I think it's just best if he tells you in his own words what happened and what transpired yesterday. And we've got a lawyer right here who pointed out the Supreme Court ruled that you can put out who jurors are. You're supposed to, especially when they're public figures. Hell, what if Hillary was on the jury? This is pretty much what happened. So, Jacob Ingalls, thank you for joining us, sir.
Absolutely. Great to be with you, Alex.
Well, tell us what happened yesterday and why suddenly I couldn't even get Roger Stone's lawyers that were scheduled to come on. They were so scared.
Well, yesterday I woke up to a barrage of fake news, and with being censored and cut off on Twitter and Facebook, I literally have no way to respond to it, so I'm really grateful to be on the program today. But we were discussing and having a basic discussion about the jury pool and publicly available information that was out on Twitter all over the place about this Obama-era communications asset working in the Office of Management and Budget who was being selected as a juror. We exposed that. We brought that to the forefront, and then fake news, Media Matters, Right Wing Watch, and others said that I'm trying to intimidate the jury, that you're trying to intimidate the jury. That simply is not true. We were simply sharing information that's publicly available. Quite frankly, we should be able to read all of the jury members' jury selection process questionnaires. We need to know what these people think. Hell, we need to know their names. It's not fair in America to have a closed trial like this.
Well, you're absolutely right. Getting into as many annexes as you can, I talked to others in the courtroom. They said she kicked the media out, cut the video feeds off to the media room. Robert Barnes read that in the news, but they wouldn't say what happened. And reportedly she said that you'd done something wrong or was threatening to hold you in contempt. What really happened?
Well, I heard in some of the reports from yesterday morning that certain individuals were trying to pollute the process and trying to intimidate the jury pool, i.e. me, you, and others talking about the deep Democratic ties and deep state ties of these jurors. And then today she announces there's no media viewing room, there's no more tweeting, she kicks people out. This is America. This isn't Soviet-era Russia. This isn't a banana republic. This isn't a third-world dictatorship. This is the United States of America. This trial should be televised, quite frankly.
Well, we'll pull up the name in the background, but remember how running the prosecution in the background was Hillary's head lawyer from her foundation? So they're not really trying to hide any of this, and the judge, I guess, is angry that we read the Politico and the Reuters quotes that all have the same quotes of her saying this is no big deal. I mean, Barnes, this is crazy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the judge's behavior has been highly flagrantly unconstitutional and a slap in the face to the First Amendment across the board. And the court's engaging in highly politicized conduct. That's what led to the public commentary. This is just inappropriate. These are bad rulings by a court that appears to be overreacting to press and public coverage and public opinion. That is the First Amendment rights of the members of the press and the public to do. We absolutely need public scrutiny of high-profile political cases like this in order to ensure their integrity, in order to ensure their fairness, in order to ensure their impartiality.
Let's take Jeannie Ray, the head lawyer of her foundation that Stone's exposing, heading up the prosecution, and the judge says that's fine. I mean, my God, so it's like having Obama and Hillary on the jury. Hell, why not have Hillary just be the judge?
It feels like a political railroad because the court's behavior enhances that impression when she does things like bar people from the courtroom, lock people out of the courtroom, don't tell them what's happening in the jury transcript records, don't tell them about the records and background of the jurors. There's been public criticism over whether or not we were able to, InfoWars is able to accurately identify the prospective juror. That's only an issue because the judge is not allowing information apparently to go public so everybody can know what it is. This should all be public. And my view is federal courtrooms should allow for videos to be in the courtroom. Unfortunately, they don't. I think it would enhance public confidence in the integrity and impartiality of the judiciary if they could see what's happening.
She kicked everybody out yesterday, reportedly, so they could, quote, finish up the juries. And we're told there are just as big a problems. In fact, what are your sources saying about the rest of this jury, Mr. Engels?
Well, we've heard that there were two prospective jurors out of nearly 100 that had some tie to a Republican administration or might have worked on a Republican campaign in the past 20, 30, 40 years, and those were immediately removed from the jury pool. The prosecution argued that they would be biased. The judge accepted that argument. Well, in the same day, out of the same judge's mouth, out of the prosecutor's mouth, they're making arguments that somebody servicing the Obama administration or a Democrat campaign was not reason enough to show bias and remove them from the jury pool. So now, as it stands, from what I've read and what I've reviewed, it looks like Roger Stone is facing an all-Democrat jury in D.C. I don't know how that's a jury of his peers.
You've got a lot of observations. I've got a lot of questions. I want to hold you over, Jacob. But give people your exact URL, because as you said, you're being blocked, banned everywhere because you dare be a real reporter there. You were also telling me how they let the anti-Stone demonstrators there, but then bar you guys. So we're going to come back, start telling us about that, and what else do you want to tell people about?
Absolutely. People can follow my work at centralportapost.com, and what you just mentioned there, they allow anti-Stone demonstrators to hook up to the courthouse power for their demonstrations and to be on courthouse property. Alex, if I even looked at the sidewalk that attaches to the courthouse entrance, I would be jailed. That is how silly this is.
And again, I'm teleprompter free, so I make mistakes. They're usually stupid ones. South Florida Post. It's centralfloridapost.com. 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 This poor guy is so nice, he won't correct me when I'm making ridiculous errors. But you've got a guarantee from me. When I make them, tell me about it, I'll fix them. And they're always something stupid like that. But I make a lot of them. CentralFloridaPost.com. Go there. This guy is under attack. He's a spot where he can tell you what really happened. We'll be right back with the head of CentralFloridaPost.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.